here's a story from The World.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is in Washington today for his first face-to-face meeting with President Biden since both men took office this year. Bennett unseated longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu back in June. Now Bennett and Biden hope for a return to more stable U.S.-Israeli relations in a time of uncertainty in several areas in Mideast geopolitics. We're joined now by Noga Tarnopolsky. She's a reporter based in Israel. She writes for the L.A. Times and Haaretz, among others. Let's start with Bennett himself. Of course, he's the new Prime Minister of Israel. Noga, but who is he exactly? What's his background?
Well, first of all, he's a young man. He was born the year that Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1972.
Wow.
And he's Israel's most improbable prime minister. He heads a party of only 6 seats out of the parliament of 120. And he heads a coalition which you could call rickety or which you could call amazing, because it encompasses everything in Israel from the hard left to the hard right. And he's going to try and use this to his advantage when he does meet Biden.
So Biden and Bennett were supposed to speak today. Not sure when that's going to happen. But when they do speak, what is at the top of the agenda?
What was going to be at the top of the agenda was just a reset, a renormalization of U.S.-Israel ties. And following quick on the heels of that, I would say Iran and other regional issues, including the U.S. desire to reopen its embassy towards the Palestinians, which is its consulate in Jerusalem. However, with this tragedy in Afghanistan, it turns out to have been really bad timing for this meeting for him. And I think, again, that he's going to try and turn it to his advantage and try and offer something to Biden. As Israel's leader, he can show Biden as a reliable and impressive leader in the Middle East during this period when Biden looks like he's really fallen badly in this area. And I think that Bennett will try and push the notion towards the U.S. administration that Israel's the least of their problems. In the Middle East, you can count on Israel. He'll say, look at what's happening all around us.
So you made clear that Naftali Bennett is not interested in talking about a two-state solution, but where do the two leaders stand on this idea? I mean, Palestinian statehood, is this something that either Biden or Bennett are prepared to talk about right now?
Given what's happening in Afghanistan, I doubt it's going to be a major part of their conversation, but I do think it'll come up when their teams meet, and where they are is completely opposed. Joe Biden openly and consistently pushes for a two-state solution. Secretary of State Blinken said it yesterday out loud after meeting Bennett, with Bennett at his side, and Bennett just stands there silently. Bennett opposes a two-state solution. He opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state, but I think he's not going to make a big point of that during these meetings.
So Bennett has said there will not be a two-state solution during his administration. He's expanding settlements. And as you said, Noga, he's against the Iran nuclear deal. These are all areas where Biden and Bennett are at odds. Even if this meeting is kind of pro forma with Afghanistan looming, what could these disagreements mean for overall relations between the U.S. and Israel?
I don't actually foresee a big blow up. What you say is true. But for example, Bennett is saying that he's expanding settlements because he needs to say that to shore up his right wing flank. But he's not actually doing a lot to build new settlements. Nothing is geographically expanding, at least not for now in these first 2 months. And regarding Iran, I think that both Biden and Bennett can legitimately blame Trump and Netanyahu for leaving them a terrible legacy in which, after the United States left the Iran deal, Iran really raced ahead with uranium enrichment. And I think most likely we'll hear a little bit of that blame. Then I think they will try and move forward. I think Bennett will basically say to Biden, we prefer that you don't go back to this deal. But if you do, we want to have your approval for freedom of action on our part.
Noga Tarnopolsky is a freelance reporter based in Israel. Noga, always good to speak. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.